are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Listeners, welcome back to the next episode of the Sled Sin podcast. So we have a pretty first of its kind unique episode for you guys. So as you can tell, if you are watching on YouTube, that we are in a cabin up here at Albany Lodge. So we've got some girls joining us, and we have very special guest Tori Billings that is actually for the first time ever going to just take over the Sled Sin podcast. So I'm going to step out for this episode and let Tori step in. And I'm excited for it. So without further ado, Tori, come on up.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Tori.
Hey, kids. How you doing today? Like you said, I'm Tori Billings, and I'm here with these beautiful women. So first, I want to start with a cheers.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right, are you ready for this,
yes,
girls?
I don't know.
Born, but we're
gonna Tanisha,
try.
Can you start us in this? Cheers.
Let's go, Tanisha.
Give her the mic.
Here's to the bee that stung the bull that started the world of bucking. Here's to Adam who stuck it to Eve who started the world of
bucking. Come on, boys. You didn't know we were going to start out that way, did you? Anyway, thank you so much for having us. We are here at Albany Lodge. Again, Tori Billings, huge fan of snowmobiling and being out in nature in these woods, revving some engines with these beautiful ladies and sharing the love for our sport, right? We are here on the second annual Women's Ride. It's all benefiting cancer awareness, Trixie Strong Foundation. And we have women who've never been on snowmobiles, all the way up to girls bringing their own sleds and wanting to learn some new tricks. Right? And learning from females. So all these girls I've met in our snowmobile world, they've all taken, techniques, things from other snowmobilers, doing Matt Enns clinics, doing Chris Barance, the Tori Billings somewhat clinic.
It's a clinic, right? That counts.
So
that counts.
We take everything that we've learned and are sharing with other females, how we can break down these super badass techniques, and not even that, like getting girls into the sport, right? And
women,
at the same time, benefiting, right? Cancer awareness and raising funds for it. So I want to, can you introduce yourself?
Well, I can do that.
Who are you?
Yeah. Hi, my name's Maggie Mistovich. I actually met Tori when she guided me and my husband, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe at this point. And then really enjoyed your approach to the sport, taught me a lot. Was really the first female I saw like ripping a sled super hard. And I was like, shit, I can do that. And so it was a mindset, I think, that you like helped me get over in terms of just my learning curve. And then thereafter, I forced her to be friends with me. So literally,
I forced her to buy my old piece of shit sled. Yeah, still for sale.
I bought her sled. I have it. It's still sitting in my barn at home. If you need a sled, hit me up.
It's not a piece of shit.
It is a great sled. It's built for a chick. It's got pink handlebars also.
Ooh,
to be clear.
Okay. Ice Age rails.
Yeah, we can cool. go through the
Raptor
whole
shocks. Cool.
Yes, thank you. Those the Raptor shocks might not make it to the
custom
next.
Defy graphics wrap.
Anyways. That's the story. Yeah. We like became fast friends after that. And here we are, I don't know how many handful of years later. So it's been a good journey. Love you, my friend. And I'm super excited to be up here doing this. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing your love.
Okay. Am I passing the mic?
Yeah, pass the mic.
Okay. Yeah, conversation.
Wait, can you ask a question you just asked a little bit ago?
Which one was that?
What are we doing here?
No. Why are we here?
What's a podcast? Anyways, I am Tanisha Meter, and I met Tori in Steamboat, and we rode
quite a bit, but I had just had a baby, and so I was kind of getting back into it, so I was spending more time with my daughter, and Tori and I became pretty good friends, and we'd go out riding a bunch and got in some crazy stuck fests. One that I recall was a good one. We were on the side hill, and you had gone through the trees and didn't make it out the other side. And so I went up to go in through the trees and also didn't make it out the other side. And then we're like, you throttled through it and launched her sled up and like came down and crashed onto my sled.
On top.
So there's just two of us on the side of the hill. I mean, stuck. 6 feet of powder, completely stuck.
On top.
And we were there for hours digging and digging. And it was one of those like end of the day, you know, we were, okay, let's not do anything stupid. We're going back to the truck. Oh man, we got to hit that line. And we were so stuck for so long. And we finally got out and nothing was broke, but it took forever. But that was fun. That was one of my fun days for sure. That was pretty cool. So yeah, just done a lot of riding with Tori, and I haven't rode with these gals yet, but I'm looking forward to riding tomorrow for cancer awareness and bring some women to the trail and get more women out on snowmobiles. That's what it's all about. It's a good time.
It's so insane, like, how small the snowmobile community is, right? Like, living in Steamboat, right? I think I met you through mutual friends where you guys were in birthing class together. And she's like, oh, you snowmobile? Do you know my friend Tori, right? And you're like, no, I don't. And I think it was like a mutual text message introducing ourselves or us to each other, and we met each other in the snowmobile lot, and then
let's go
we snowmobiled together. Yeah. And I learned so much from Tanisha. I was actually a noob when I met Tanisha, and she met me, or she, I mean, has taught me so much. And yeah, incredible. Just this badass rancher who we figure out how to get stuck as fuck and then have to get out of it. You know, and when you think that you're going to help her, that story that you were telling, yeah, I think I was like, okay, Tanisha's stuck, or I was in the trees or something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be like this badass and be like, oh, I got you, Tanisha. I'll get you unstuck. Oh, no. Like right above her, and just fucking tip my sled and land on top of her. Like, is that helping? No. Yeah, right. And then I think that's like the best part is, you know, girls riding with girls, right? And you're figuring out how to get unstuck, and you're literally turtling, you know, in the snow. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I used everything I got with my legs or whatever, yeah, and working together. And yeah, I think that's what's so cool is bringing this whole group of girls together is, you know, we're here teaching the stuff that we learned with each other and from other guides, and sharing the love for the sport and how can we do it, you know, as girls and not have to, you know, just sit in a meadow. Right? Like, we can go get stuck as fuck and get unstuck. Yeah. Yeah. And Tanisha taught me all of that. And she has a good freaking cheer. So let's just get one more cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Tanisha.
Cheers.
Cheers. Tanisha also is a badass. She is coming off of two gnarly injuries. Yeah. A back injury, back surgery, and finger. Like, important finger.
Yeah. Break finger. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Yeah. And she just pushes through. So, Tanisha, you're my idol.
Crashing it.
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional.
This is the first time you had just all chicks on your show and we just start crying in the background. All right. You're welcome.
We just love Tanisha so much.
Tanisha did guide last year at this women's ride too, and just an incredible experience to.
It was great having a bunch of ladies here. Some didn't even know which thumb to push for their throttle. And so you're like, we're going now. Let's get going. And so it was great to teach them and build their confidence and have them get out and enjoy the sport too. Because a lot of them, I think the husbands want them to do it, or the husbands only do it and they want to go do it too. And so it's neat because you can. You don't have to be big old muscle to throw a sled around. You just need to know which hand's the throttle.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
All throttle, no brake?
Yes. Well.
Who's coaching who tomorrow?
No, I'm just kidding. Are you with the beginners?
Grab her.
Julie Casso, Texas.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repronounce that?
What do you want my
your last name?
My non-government name. Can we have your
legal name? Yeah, the government.
Pronounce
name.
Your last name.
Casso.
Okay, how do you spell that?
Oh Lord, get a pen and paper.
That's what I'm saying.
CAUSSEALMNOPUX. Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, wait. Nicknames?
Nicknames. College, Gingy. Post-college, Pickles. So most people call me Pickles now. Unless you're Tori. She still calls me Gingy.
Gingy Poo?
Gingy Poo. Pre-college, everyone called me Red. Somehow, yeah. No one calls me by my OG government name, except my parents and old people. So pick it, go with it, whatever. I'll answer to it. Texas native, yeah. Probably touched a sled first time, 2015. Did the whole...
Broke your cherry.
God. Good day. Good day. Sent
trophy. It was no trophy.
Sent we'll get in it. Because this is my greatest. It's like everyone's first time on a snowmobile is like horrific. Horrific. Yeah. Mine, I borrowed this gal's sled. So generous. Kindest human on the planet. It was a Polaris like dragon.
Oh.
Like for all intents and purposes on the probably the... The title, it said mountain sled. No, that's trail sled. Homeboy went off the trail without me on it, down a hill and into a tree. Good times, good times. Peace to that.
Rest in peace to the dragon.
Yeah, love the sport. Great stuff. No, but I feel like I had probably the exact same experience a majority of a lot of gals had starting out, where it's like, hey, get on the sled, follow my single track. Don't get stuck. Hang out in the meadow. We'll come and get you. Don't get stuck. Don't do anything cool. Did that for 5 years. Then I got my own sled. And I realized, oh my gosh, we're supposed to get stuck. We're supposed to get our ass in the trees. We're supposed to hit shit. Started doing that. Fell in love with it even more. Now I'm just working my life schedule around sledding in the wintertime. Love it. Big fan. Met all these gals. Met Tori. In the Rabbit Ears parking lot, I feel like 90% of people in snowmobiling met people in the Rabbit Ears parking lot. Yes. Something about spring fling gets you going. But yeah, I was sitting in the passenger seat or something. I was like taking my stuff off and you and Luke, boyfriend at the time, pulled up. And then you said something about like, you're going to hit the step up or whatever. It's spring fling. And I'm like, excuse me, what? Girls do that? You can do that? Like, I thought you were supposed to hang out in the meadow. What's going on here? And it was at that point that I was like, oh, no shit. Like, I can, like, screw the guys, leave them in the parking lot, and go do my own thing. And now I hang out with rad chicks and go ride with some sweet gals. And, yeah, we're coming after your sport, dudes.
Watch out.
Watch your sleds, you dorks. We're coming for you. Anyway. God, I wish you guys could see what's going on behind this camera right now. Watch it. Watch it. Cheers, by the way.
Yes.
Okay. Kiss your sport goodbye.
Sorry.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products. And use SledSin24 at checkout for a discount.
Anyway, so yeah, we're stoked to ride with a bunch of rad women and more girls coming to the sport tomorrow with, I would say, some trailblazers. I mean, you're crushing it as far as the women industry goes and all the other girls that are doing it. So happy to be a part of it.
I don't think it's just me. I think
no, there's
it's,
a lot.
It's all you girls right here. And I think even the past like 3 years, really, I've seen more females put on more women's rides and really getting females into the sport. I mean, come on, guys. Like, who's the decision maker? It's the ladies, right? Like, ultimately, it is.
And really, if the guys can do it,
We can definitely do it.
I mean, if the guys can do it, let's be honest.
Like, you really want, you know, that $20,000+ turbo sled? And then the aftermarket parts that come with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you want a little support on your side? Like, you've got to get your girl into it. And no, it's not putting her in a meadow and mm-mm. saying, just stay here. It's putting her in a women's clinic, mm-hmm. in a women's ride, you know, learning from females and really giving them that, how do I put it? Like
confidence,
confidence,
seeing what the potential is.
And we'll teach you everything from loading your sled to unloading your sled to changing a belt to, you got to put oil in it. It's like feeding a puppy water. You got to feed your sled oil.
And it's not hard.
No.
It is not hard. Yeah. It is not hard to change your oil, change parts, fix stuff. A spring puller, my girls. Mm. It literally stretches a spring. It ain't hard. Dudes are hiding that shit from you.
They're lying to you.
But it all starts with doing events like this, right? That Albany Lodge hosts, and it's also benefiting and going to a great cause. And we all started, you know, somewhere, nowhere, right? You know, and same thing in the field, whatnot. Yeah, I just, again, we're here today with so many females in this sport, in this industry, you know, that come from all over that are starting these things, but it's these girls that are growing it, that are going to these clinics. They go to Matt Ent's clinics. They go to Chris Brandt and get fucking yelled at. And, you know, and
shout out to Chris.
You share. How you learn, like, you want to teach other girls how to do it easier and better. It's all about technique. And if you can break that down from girl to girl, guys don't fucking listen. Like, I've tried teaching guys, you know, it's like muscle and throttle. No, girls, it's technique, girls. Like, it's a finger on that brake, it's throttle, it's where you put your foot and everything, and this is where it starts. This is where you build the confidence in the sport. The coolest thing is last year, I think there was maybe 6 girls on their own sleds out of 60 women signed up. This year we have 60 females and 6 on rental sleds, and the rest on their own. Like, they're buying their own sleds after this stuff. Like, we are growing the industry by these women's rides. Anyway, I'm sorry to break through the, you know, like, introduction stuff. So
that was good.
No, I'm a big fan. Yeah. Chicks rolling in behind the steering wheel with a sled on the back. I'm all for it.
Yeah, we love it.
Sorry. Get out of our parking lot, you dorks.
I need that spot. I'm Peyton Penny. I'm originally from Maine, so I'm an East Coast girl, but I live in Steamboat now. And I actually didn't meet Tori because we both happened to live in Steamboat. I met Tori at Arrowhead Lodge in Colorado doing a ladies clinic there. And so I just think, to your point, like, I have literally met some of the best girls through snowmobiling. Like, they're some of my best friends. And I've just had, like, the most positive, fun learning experiences. And I know that's probably not the case for everyone, but I want to provide that for everyone that hasn't had it. And this is a great opportunity to do it here at Albany Lodge. Like, last year I guided, we had a ton of fun. I had one girl tumble off of her sled and I was like, are you okay? Like, do you want to sit down and take a step back? And she was like ready to go. Like, they were just having so much fun that didn't faze her. And just to be able to see them, like, helping them learn, teaching them something, like, their excitement and their willingness to learn, it's just, like, contagious to an extent. So we had a lot of fun last year.
And we're so stoked to have you back, Peyton. Yeah. You know, it's wild, again, like, how this snowmobile community comes together, the people you meet through it, right? I met my husband snowmobiling, again, some of my best friends sitting right here in the wedding. Like, I mean, I'm not going to cry yet. But
not yet.
It's just amazing, again, what the snowmobile community does and the people that you meet there. Like, you literally trust these people with your life, right?
Yeah.
And you really get to know them so quick. And Peyton, like you said, we met at Albany Lodge for this women's clinic, and like, we fed off of each other and like watched.
Literally 2 days. Two days we hung out and it was like, we're already friends. Yes, all these connections.
Like, we both lived on Lynx Pass. I mean, it's just wild.
Yeah.
It's wild. And literally in 2 days I felt like I'd known you for yeah. 3 years.
And I feel like that with like most of my snowmobile friends, like I feel like you have that one thing in common. And when you ride, like it's not always like rainbows and butterflies. You get stuck, you get frustrated. And I feel like when you go through those motions with a person, you get to know them so much more than just like going to dinner and having a drink and hanging out. Like you're actually in real life experiences. And I just think that you get to know them so much better. You're so much closer to them. So to your point, yeah, I just feel like you get to know people a lot quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, it all circles back to these rides, right? And what Albany Lodge is doing, you know, in creating these events, not only the women's ride, but this poker, you know, adventure run, because National Forest, you can't gamble. So, adventure run. But they do these things to bring the community together, to introduce people into the sport that's new, to raise money for a good cause. All this is going towards, you know, a great cause. Trixie Strong Foundation. Trixie was an amazing, beautiful human being who truly worked so hard to create this beautiful lodge and even community, you know, and to give back and make sure that, you know, everybody's getting checked. Like, it's just, you know, I mean, again, full circle, right? It's hitting points and meeting new girls, new friends. It's, you know, get out of your comfort zone. It's donating to benefit the cause, right? All of it. To be out here in the snow in this beautiful lodge. I mean, it's just a huge circle of love.
Circle of life.
Love, right?
Love. Also, Muff Stuffers, big fan. Pop-Tarts, woo! Hit me up.
I thought you said you weren't going to share the Pop-Tarts. You told me that I couldn't have any.
Well, if I was sponsored, could you imagine the
Pop-Tarts? Oh my God, we would be overweight but happy.
No.
Just burn those calories off.
That you brought and you don't share?
Well, she said she'd share, just like specifically not the Pop-Tart.
But because everyone was like, they asked what kind it was and I said Apple Jack. They were like,
that's the flavor?
It was at this gas station.
They make Pop-Tarts in that flavor?
Yeah, I mean,
they're Apple Jacks?
They're crossing boundaries.
Is my millennial showing?
They're like, crossing boundaries. They're blurring lines.
This is good. But that's good, though. You know, times are changing. I would be interested. I mean, I know you won't share with me, so I'll have to go find it myself.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go get my s'mores Pop-Tarts right now. My favorite flavor.
Oh, s'mores are
and
superior.
And I'm
going
to break that shit up, and I'm going to share it with the rest of you.
Share it.
No, we didn't derail. We just, like, okay. I'm sorry.
We're just taking
the
a break.
The introductions, like, I thought were so good that we, like.
What else are we supposed to talk about? I talked about everything that I could
snow
think
machining.
Of.
Snow machining. Snow machining.
My Polaris blew up, like, 17,000 times, but I'm still riding it.
You should try a Ski-Doo.
Can you take that out? I can't ride a Ski-Doo.
Boop, boop.
My fuel pump, my crank, my top end.
Hey, due to marketing, you guys are supposed to finish that bottle of whiskey before the end
of the podcast. Is that part of it?
No. Is that all?
Are we
Lodge
expected
whiskey?
To speak the entire time or
no.
just exist?
Yeah, just a check.
Is it really?
So we talked about, we did interview, or what is sorry, introductions. Mean? Brought kind of everything together a little bit with Albany Lodge. We talked a little bit about
bun seats, right? No bun seats.
What
you
else?
Didn't touch really much on Albany Lodge.
I think you're lying.
No,
they're really that flavor.
Yeah, it just good? it tastes like
what
cinnamon
is the inside
orange,
like a light peachy orange.
Okay, okay, okay. That's okay.
It's the color of the peachy Applejack O's.
Yeah.
Okay,
it wasn't that good.
I just feel like
it was like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, honestly, I, myself, I would see that and be like, I need it.
No, we got
had I never had it,
yeah.
I need it
for sure. I mean, I went into the gas station to get her Zins, and I came out with three packages. I came out with three packages of Pop-Tarts
right,
and a cookie sandwich
of
ice cream.
Do you guys know that you're speaking into a microphone?
Yeah, we're just
not secrets.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to all of this.
Like if you don't talk closer to the speaker.
If it makes you feel better, we're literally just talking about Pop-Tarts.
We're talking about the available flavor of Pop-Tarts at
here
gas stations.
Here you were thinking we're talking about you.
Secrets don't make friends.
They are
put it
good.
On YouTube.
All right.
Put it on YouTube.
Blueberry is the second best.
On that topic.
Which of Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts topic.
Ooh, we should go like what's your favorite like snack when you ride during the day? Like what's your favorite?
Uncrustables, no question.
Grape. Definitely not strawberry. Grape.
And if you don't call them delicious. Uncrusties, you're not an OG.
Oh, I gotta be honest. I don't think I had an Uncrustable until I was a full blown adult. Like dude, my mom would never allow that.
So we're sitting here calling ourselves adults, talking about Uncrustables and Pop Tarts, right?
Well, I think it's
my absolute favorite.
I don't think there's an age
the
limit.
Hot wings
on that,
wrapped in tin foil and put in that muff pot.
Oh, Albany wings in the muff pot.
Are the
that does sound
okay. Well, we're doing that tomorrow, Tanisha. Thank you.
Do they absolutely. Serve hot
I don't
wings
have a
in the morning? Because
it.
If we're doing that, we need to make moves on that.
Right.
One, we need foil, and one, we need wings.
All right, so when you girls were teenagers, is that when Pop-Tarts became a thing? Like, is that when you fell in love with Pop-Tarts?
I think I wasn't a kid. This had been like a good 20 years, probably.
Okay.
Here's the bigger question. Toaster strudel or Pop-Tarts?
I've never had a toaster strudel. Please don't judge
me. You're smart.
Someone told me if I had one, I literally would like die.
The cool part is...
I don't know why I haven't
Pop-Tarts,
had
Pop-Tarts, I don't know, to me brings up my teenage days.
I love Pop-Tarts.
Right? I mean, like, I wake up and put a fucking Pop-Tart in that... S'mores, right?
You have to have s'mores.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a teenage girl tomorrow. She's 16 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she coming alone or with friends?
Yeah, offer her your Pop-Tart and she'll be like,
We've got a couple of young females.
Heck yeah.
And not even that, like there has been more and more young girls coming into this sport. And I feel like it's their parents. It's this generation that's actually getting them into backcountry riding, right? Like I just helped out, sponsored an event in Buena Vista. We had the Colorado Snowmobile Association Winter Convention, right? There was an award for best youth rider, right? And it went to this little 14-year-old girl. And she absolutely loves snowmobiling. And she is mountain shredding. Full on using that brake, using that throttle. This little girl that's not even 100 pounds on an 850 throwing this sled around. And that's what I'm talking about, right? Like we're getting these young girls in the sport. We got a 16-year-old girl tomorrow. So stoked to work with her, right? I mean, and we've got these young kids all over jumping on these mountain sleds, you know, and really learning from their parents and these pros, right? Like they are, it's incredible. I mean, girls, what do you think?
I got into snowmobiling because of my dad.
Yeah.
He rides like the Ski-Doo 900 long track, wide track. And so I think it's really great for parents to be able to like encourage them, especially being like a girl. I feel like a lot of the time you look and you're like, oh, it's just the boys. It's just the boys out riding their snowmobiles to school in the morning or whatever. And so I think to have someone, especially like a parental figure or anybody else that's like older than you, I guess, that you can look up to have that influence in your life is like, that's a big part of why I'm even sitting here today is because somebody else saw that I had potential and was like, hey, give it a try. You know, I think you need that support.
I think Albany Lodge is a perfect hosting place for families too.
Yeah.
Right. So you have this lodge, you have beautiful cabins, the restaurant, everything's here. Not even that, you have user-friendly, you know, trails, right? These groomed trails are just, I mean,
they're good.
Talk about corduroy. You come to Albany Lodge for that corduroy.
Cords.
And then
my dad won't fall off on the whoops, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And then you have little pockets of snow in these fields to be able to teach your teenager, you know, get mom out there, whatever, and be able to teach them some pow turns.
Right.
I think it's just like all around an incredible experience here, you know, and
I think it's good for all levels too. Like if you are a beginner and you are just looking to trail ride or whatnot, or if you want to go into the trees and ride aggressive terrain, like you have anything from like a low level to a much higher level. So what a great opportunity if you have your whole family, then they can all go out and ride and have a fun time.
Gingy, you're thinking hard.
She
dude.
Is thinking hard. About
just
the Pop-Tarts.
Thinking about corduroy and God riding aggressive trees and snow and just zoning. I'm riding in my head right now.
That's what we're doing tomorrow, girl.
Oh, I'm stoked.
We can't wait.
What are you thinking, blue eyes?
Yeah.
Why are you holding that like a boombox in the corner? And then you made a really loud noise, and we were all like, the podcast is ruined.
And not a single person has hit the button, and I'm really upset about it.
Do you guys have a little board where you can click the buttons with the sound?
I'm in.
You guys have covered some stuff, but like Tori's been doing a lot of leading. Is there anything that you four would want to like touch on? For your
can I talk I about like the ladies that clinics that I've done?
Yeah, I'd hop I don't, on
it's
that
like a shameless plug for Mad Ends, essentially.
Keep
like,
okay,
like
no,
okay.
Of that, and I think also just like the independence of girls, learn your sled, learn how to like fill it with oil, check the oil, check the gas. Are you looking at the temperature? Are you looking?
I didn't look at that the whole first
scratchers
season. Just figured I was okay
loading your sled, like all these like basic things that I feel like especially a majority of chicks. Ooh, should we just start this stuff that.
I would just say like insist on it, like it's
insist on
really
eat
like all the things you just said.
Yeah,
so it's really easy, especially if you ride with your spouse or friend, you know, other guys, like it's really easy to just let them do shit.
Yes.
And it's not, and I don't say that in a bad way. It's like, oh, like my husband's putting the sleds on the sled deck. He'll just load the sleds and then I'll go get the clamps and all the other shit and load the back of the truck. And you know, it's just kind of this routine. And I say this cause this is like, I've been in that routine where I just go do these things and he does these things. And eventually there's going to come a time where you're going to be on your own or you won't have kind of that routine to follow. And so you just have to insist on changing that up, you know, when you're going out to ride.
How did you do that? How did you change it up?
It was really just that, like insisting on it, you know, it's especially, so we moved to Steamboat Springs last year. So this is our second season, in Steamboat, and you know, we're getting out a lot more. And I say that cause it's like shorter days, right? Like we might just go out for a few hours versus like a whole day trip from Denver. And, it's a lot easier to, you know, load the sleds up in the driveway, a little bit more quickly now with where we're at. And so, you know, you get halfway through a season, I realize I haven't put my sled on the sled deck at all. Yeah. And so just, you know, you get up one morning and say like, I'm going to load the sleds today, mm-hmm. or, you know, help me, give me some pointers on like the best way to load the sled, but you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to load both sleds, not just mine, yeah. to get that muscle memory and just to start feeling more comfortable. And I will say like, it's not comfortable. There's a long period of time where you're like outside your comfort zone all the time. And especially in a sport like this, you know, learning, and Tori, you mentioned this earlier, like muscle, like, you know, frankly, it's a lot easier for guys to muscle their way through learning how to do this sport. Women don't have that luxury more often than not, right? So you're talking anywhere from 50 to 100 pounds lighter. You can't muscle a sled over. If you want to put it on edge, you have to do it the right way. And so the learning curve is hard, and sometimes it sucks. Like, frankly, like I made a joke about it for, I don't know, the first like few seasons that I was riding where I was like, I didn't cry under my helmet today. So it was a good day.
Been there,
you know, but been like, that's before. Just reality where you kind of
cried in their helmet.
Yeah. Like all that, you know, you just like, nobody needs to see it, but it's happening, right? Hands all around.
Ladies, there are lots of hands up for the gentlemen behind the cameras
one of those things
right now.
That, yeah.
Lots of hands.
You kind of build a thick skin. But the highs are way higher than the lows are low. So you just have to know that I'll give you an example. This is a great women's topic. So maybe it was 3 weeks ago, I'd been traveling for work, came back, had one day to ride. So I was like really insistent on riding. We met a friend of mine at Rabbit Ears and a group that she rides with, and my husband came, and I rode fucking horribly. Like so horrible. I was so tired. So tired. I thought it was from traveling. My face was like, my skin was like going crazy. I realized later, I was like, oh shit, I'm like a week away from my period. Like I'm tired as fuck. I can't pick up my
grumpy.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm just saying like, this is like reality. I'm like, why am I so tired? Why can't I take the fucking like, why can't I squeeze the brake lever to put the brake on? Why can't I like open the side of the sled to get my muff pot out, everything is like hard. And it wasn't until a week later, I was like, oh, that was not a confidence building day for me. Yeah. But the reality, and then
it
like
takes
the next
balls to talk about your period.
Well, for what it's worth. Yeah. But I think it's a valid
dude,
point.
Did you read that on a t-shirt or a bumper sticker?
Yeah. No, I need to create that.
We'll make a sticker for you. We'll put on your sled.
Should I not cuss as much? Sorry.
I don't know. I don't think they care. We're talking about our fuck you periods here, okay?
Awesome.
No, but no, I say that because it's one of those things where you have, right? Like at this point, like, I'm not spending a lot of crying days under my helmet, but that was one of those days where I was like, what am I doing out here?
But also, I think this is a huge... Maggie was a collegiate soccer player, right? So you were...
Very retired, but yes, I did play sports.
But, okay, so...
Someone gave me money for college to play sports at one point.
Yeah, but that was a thing. Like, you had to, like, plan on when that was happening because it seriously affects how you operate. Yeah, like it really does, and you're absolutely right, we don't talk about that, but it does.
Well, I mean, it became really evident like when I went out the next weekend and had a great day, like had like everything clicked. It was like everything I wanted my sled to do, it just did. And I was like, oh, like it was kind of coming to them. Like sometimes you're just gonna like have bad days and that's just part of it, but it's not unique to snowmobiling. Like I just feel like it sometimes is more intimidating that way because you're on this big machine and you see, you know, especially when you're riding with, you know, groups of guys who are able to just kind of muscle their way through bad days. Like it's not always the same experience. No, so
you're absolutely right.
That said though, like turn it around and have a great day the next day, you know, it's possible. So
no, that's, and it is a thing. It's like, I do feel like guys don't take that into consideration, you know, like,
but you wouldn't, I mean, right? I wouldn't necessarily expect them to. Like, it's different. Yes, you're right. They wouldn't get it. We wouldn't get it. Yeah.
But it's a thing. Like, it definitely is a physical thing that you have to work through that is, I don't know, kind of a speed bump that you have to get over. And you're like, I feel like shit, but I have to fucking climb this line.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm fucking stuck as fuck, and my fucking cramps suck.
Yeah. Still worth it at the end. But I say that. I like go through that whole story to say, like, you know, whether it's influenced by a specific time of the month or whether you're just like having a bad day or you feel like it's hard to kind of get over the hump, like it's, you know, there is sun on the other side of that. So
yes, there always is.
Yeah. But it helps hearing that other people, like, you know, women can do it. So it's
shit. Yeah. I was snowmobiling last time this year, 7 months pregnant.
Heck yeah.
I had like this thing in the middle. I was like, this is like a
you mean the
you were
baby?
Snug inside the mono.
Oh, yeah, it was a baby. But I was like, I don't know, guys snowmobile.
Hey, congrats
with this
on
gut?
The set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some friends that
got a trophy out of that one.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't really get much out of their gut, I don't think. You got a reward. I don't know.
But now, I mean, it's a thing. Sorry, guys, but it is a thing. Like, I had to go on a ride and lead a ride, you know, for this CSA event convention with a bunch of dudes. And I'm breastfeeding. I had to fucking pump my boobs so they weren't hard before and after the ride. And I pumped 6 ounces that day.
Oof, that's a lot. Go you.
You know?
I know that's a lot. You said that earlier.
Yeah. But it is. I mean, I don't think guys like really take into consideration like what we have going on. Yep. You know?
Have you ever tried to pee in a mono suit as a female?
It's terrible. I peed on
stop
my with
that to be
hoodie
up,
the other day.
Let's talk about unbuckling, pulling that whole top
everything
half off, pulling that whole the whole upper body through your legs, and being like, I really hope
holding
I don't
onto
lose
a tree.
Balance.
Dude, you're
running naked.
Board. You got a drop seat in your life. What are you
dude,
doing?
You don't need to drop seat. Whatever. You're still.
You gotta get.
You're
just, still struggling.
It's just you're a still bare assed in just powder. Just like
how many of you girls?
Hopefully, no one drives by right now.
How many girls have out of these girls? How many times have you? I mean, not how many times. Who has done a great backwoods dump?
Ooh, I never have.
Not.
I never have. Honestly, I feel like that's like my nightmare.
Okay, so
like, I don't want to have to deal with that.
Never snowmobiling.
Can you guys delete this part?
No.
This is real.
No.
We're talking about real life here.
No, it's motor fist and Tubi.
Climb makes them. Come on, don't leave Climb out here. They got it for the women's
that's
suit.
Sweet, that sweet backwards dump. Oh God, I got a freaking story.
Shart week.
Tori's part of the group.
I don't know if we have time for this one.
You brought it up. So
oh
we
no,
got
honey,
time.
We're taking this to 3 hours. We've got all night.
I actually like I had to put a dip in. I had to give it another cheers for this one.
We're doing this podcast Rogan style. Three and a half hours.
Filming it. All right. And then I hope this opens the door for more poop stories from you girls.
I kind of hope
it. Okay.
Yeah, you guys deserve it. I'm sorry that you get left out.
I'm sorry you're full of shit, Wisconsin, but we're going to keep that in the women's
gear. Wisconsin has good cheese, so can we be nice?
We don't have a whole lot going for us.
Guiding for Colorado Slide Rentals, every time we'd get to that parking lot, it's a 45-minute...
Is this at Columbine?
Yeah, so it's a 45-minute haul from the shop, and you have, you know, sleds on the trailer, six sleds on the trailer, two sleds on your deck.
And you gotta
go. You have fucking four cups of coffee, you know, some shitty burrito from the gas station.
Southside, the taquitos.
And you get to the parking lot, like, you gotta shit.
It is
and
time.
The boys, I mean, I don't know, I haven't had to as much as the boys, but the boys, like, the instant you get to the parking lot, all the guys have to shit. They're like, there's the...
Different.
The spot where you have to poop, you know? So yeah, guys poop too, but poop story.
Hey, what's up guys? It's Tyler with Sled Send. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of Sled Send. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Okay, so I'm at my husband's snowmobiling. And
Tori was in the woods behind a tree.
No.
Love at first sight.
Met him snowmobiling, fell in love, whatever. Snowmobiled for 2 weeks. He's oil rig guy, so 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. He leaves for 2 weeks. So we plan this whole snowmobile trip, right? While he's on his 2 weeks thing, we plan the snowmobile trip up to Togetty. And amazing, right? We get to this tiny little cabin, right? This cabin's got one bathroom and a bed right next to it.
Oh, you're screwed.
And the kitchen, right?
Send him outside.
And he's
literally
a hunter,
romance.
You know, so of course he brings all the deer meat and the elk and the everything, right? So wake up and he makes this fucking massive breakfast, right? Like mimosa. Bloody Mary.
Oh, the I love that. I love that.
He was right? Courting.
Elk.
He was
courting. Yeah, he was putting effort in.
If there are any gentlemen listening, take notes. Yeah, elk, write this down.
Elk sausage, eggs, pancakes, like just.
Oh my gosh.
Feast. Oh no, I fell in love.
I don't blame you.
Okay. And so we eat this huge breakfast. Like I'm used to drinking my smoothie before we go to the parking
protein
lot.
Protein shake.
No, I'm drinking mimosas, you know, the sausage, everything. And I'm like, oh my God, like I need to do my morning shit, right? But there's like
emergency.
A tiny little bathroom and I'm like, I can't do it right now, you know? So I'll just like hold it.
Never a good
Don't
idea. It's never
it.
A good
never
idea.
Never hold it.
So, oh, I held
Mistakes
it.
Mistakes were made.
Thank you. Right? Where were you fucking 5 years ago? Okay. So then load up, go.
I'm sorry I couldn't make your romantic snowmobile getaway while he was courting you, but if I was there,
Tori,
she would have helped.
I
would have.
Tori, no,
I can't believe I'm saying this on fucking camera in a microphone.
They're going to take
and
it
And we get
while.
To the Togetty top. I'm shaking right now, telling you.
We're proud of you.
I'm so fucking nervous. Like, okay. I've hit 156 foot jumps and I'm so nervous right now. Okay. We get way more nervous talking about me pooping in the woods. So then we get to the fucking snowmobile lot and I'm like, my stomach's just fucking I was like, oh shit, is that good. Nerves? I don't know. And so then we get to the spot and go across the road. And I don't know if you guys have ridden Togetty, but like, you get into gnarly shit right away, right? Go across, and it's just this, again, stomach gurgling, like, oh, God, what's wrong with me, you know? And we go, and it's like this fucking gnarly creek bed. Like, you have to cross over the creek, hop over the other creek, go up this fucking ravine to get up and over into the riding zone, right? And by this time, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm sitting here, like, what do I do? And I get my sled stuck on purpose.
I need a second to get this unstuck.
I'm like, I think I got a shit. And I'm looking at Luke like, and he goes, yeah, go over the creek bed. He knows how I rode or knows how I, you know, snowmobile. And he's like, yeah, over the creek bed this way. And he's just pointing and I'm like, just shake my head. And he's like, what is going on? Like, what's wrong with her? And so I just start fucking tearing off my clothes. It's dumping. You don't want to tear your clothes off when it's dumping snow, right? Tear off my jacket, you gotta go. Everything, and I just fucking book it into the woods.
You didn't even say anything to him? He was like, probably thought you were like dying. I mean, maybe you were.
I think he had a lot of things through his mind. I wish he was here right now to tell you what he thought.
Yeah, his point of view.
He's listening right now.
And so, and so he's like, all right, she's doing something. So he got my sled over this creek bed, just not knowing what I was doing. And I came back and I was like, all right, let's go.
Had a great day.
Where's your face mask? It's in the woods.
Yeah, I decided I didn't need it today.
That's my poop story.
So, you know, just trying to get more women into the sport.
Wait,
you know,
make them comfortable. Just, that shit happens.
Where did
happens.
Your face mask go, Tori?
It's in the woods at Togedy.
Togedy, we'll find it someday, but I'm not bringing it. I'm not touching it. I'll
if you
look
see
at
a
it.
Face mask. Don't touch it.
Anyone that goes to Togedy, don't touch the face mask.
If you take a girl out riding and she takes off running into the woods, don't follow.
Don't follow.
No, so that was his love story. He's like, I knew that we were in love when I knew you were taking a shit. and we could laugh about it.
Like, and a gentleman just like gets on your sled, yeah, hops it across the street, and just like dusts the seat off and gets ready for you to come back.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just told a poop story.
I'm surprised. I mean, I like where we're going, but I am surprised.
This was going to happen at some point today.
Does anybody else have a poop story?
Like,
do you want to make me feel better?
Even if we did, like, can't top that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you romance. Fell in love. Like, that's, yeah.
Romance. That's what that was.
I mean, that's how you get girls to fall in love with you. Cook a huge breakfast, take them snowmobiling.
Yes.
And let them
my husband's done that for me. Oh, I man. Love breakfast.
Again, take notes, gentlemen.
Yeah.
What other sled romance stories do you guys have?
My sled experience was a romance.
I think the romance with sledding can be tough because I think it's hard to learn from your significant other.
Yeah, sledding yeah. and golf.
And I think me and my recommend. Husband learned that just wasn't going to work and that was okay. And so we went to Mad Ents and Matt taught me how to ride and that was great. So
did
just,
you do a
think
couples
it's,
clinic?
No, we just did like a regular like no. private. But so I think it's easy to get upset with someone that you're so close to and you spent all your time with
correct.
And you're comfortable. And it's different when it's somebody you don't know. So
and
I just
someone who's not... Like female, like we learn differently. We ride a little
you
bit differently.
You think totally different. You and like you're looking at something totally different. So to have, I learned a lot with Jen McPherson, and I think to have her there to not like over push you or like recognize where your boundaries are. I just think that like, and it's nothing against men. I just think that we look at it differently, and I think to have someone that looks at it the same way as you is super helpful.
Mm-hmm. I think that was actually one person right there that is.
Jen's awesome.
Jen McPherson, right. I mean, that's who I learned with. Like, we, I think we were all introduced at the same time, Tanisha, right? And we were learning together, you yeah. know, how do we fucking throw the sled around? Yeah. How do we use our throttle? How do we use our weight? How do we use these techniques
yeah.
to do the same things? And her and I learned together, like, okay, it's not a stuck if you don't have to call anybody
yeah.
over, right? So
yeah.
we're sitting there like, turtling on our back fucking
the turtle always works every
got,
time
you know using your throttle when you get stuck and to get that sled back over use your throttle there's so many little key things that I think us females can pass along mm-hmm. like you learned from her clinic you yeah. know and her and I learned together just in
I
the
think
woods
you almost
stuck as fuck
yeah you know? Almost have to like I yeah. I have friends in Steamboat where it's like me and one other girl we go out ride and if somebody's stuck like you have to figure it out yeah. you have no other option you don't have a guy to rely on to come use like their one arm to pull your whole snowmobile out of the hill like you have to figure it out and I think you learn from that and become a better rider because of that experience
well and then gaining that confidence as yeah. girls
to know
to like us girls go ride together knowing that we can get
you can get out
of any situation, yeah. right? I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And working together to get that sled out. I mean, yeah, I do love my
you
husband.
Could be
as
in
a
the woods.
It is nice. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have some friends and I'm like, oh, thank God he's here to pull my sled out. Cause I don't have to like hurt my back to pull it out. So it is nice. But I also think there's a lot of value in knowing that you can do it yourself.
Yeah. And I think that's a big thing about tomorrow, about our ride with the ladies mm-hmm. is to teach those things that Peyton, that you've learned,
yeah.
you know, that is so key in getting your sled out with using your throttle, with using yeah. where you're.
Use what you have, like yeah. use. And I know like, again, we always talk about like, maybe we're a little shorter, maybe we weigh less, but at the end of the day, if we have 16-year-olds out there doing it, like, it shouldn't matter. Like if you know how to use what you have correctly, that's going to help. But I do think that that's where the value of being taught how to use it, that's helpful.
Yeah,
for sure. And I think that's like, we keep, as females, yeah, we've got some limitations the guys don't see or don't have to deal with, like specifically upper body strength. Yeah, it'd be super sweet to like roll up to a sled and just like strong arm deadlift that thing up and over.
Yeah, it'd but be great. We can't.
Girls, we've got some strength in our legs. And okay, there's been numerous amount of times I've been stuck in the woods with dudes and they're like, I don't know how to get this out. I don't know how to get this out. And I'm like, excuse me, pardon me. And I just crawl on my back. Turtle, if you don't know turtle, it's coming at you.
Maybe we'll take a video tomorrow.
And just throwing that thing over and the dudes just like jaw hits the floor. You pull that thing out and just like, brap, 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 get that thing out. And they're just like, oh, like that's a really... really empowering feeling for chicks. It's just like we don't ride like dudes. We don't have the same strength as dudes, but it doesn't mean we can't ride as well.
Yeah.
We can't ride as quickly. We can't keep up. We can't send it over jumps. Like,
yeah, we just have to do it.
We don't do it the same and we're not going to learn it the same way, but we are still going to keep up and we're going to crush it.
Yeah. I think that more and more women are coming into the industry. And what I think is really neat is places like Albany Lodge that you can rent your snowmobiles from. So you don't have to drop $20,000 on a sled to go ride. Come rent one and bring five of your girlfriends that you know personally that you are comfortable riding with. And then you don't feel intimidated.
Yeah.
You know, there's other places like CSR and Steamboat, same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, get three of your gals, take a guide out. They'll give you pointers. Yeah. Avalanche classes. Mm-hmm. There's all ladies avalanche classes out there. And it just helps.
It's way less pressure.
Yeah.
Like I struggled with
your friends.
Yeah. Well, I'd ride with a group of guys and I'd always be like, oh, I'm holding them back. I'm stressed out. Like, I'm not going to try anything that's maybe outside of my comfort zone because I was afraid that they were going to have to come pull me out for the 10th time in a day. And I feel like if you have other females surrounding you, it's less pressure. You feel less like judged when you've screwed up another time and you're not thinking, oh geez, you know, I'm holding the group back. So I think that's a great opportunity to be able to like have fun with it and not feel that pressure like in the back of your head all day.
And a lot of people don't have a lot of time. So you drop the money on a sled that just sits there most of the weekends where you can just go rent a sled these days and just go have a great time.
And the rentals are pretty good.
And learn and get better in the sport and then decide if you want to pull the trigger and get a sled, you know?
I think that was a good point that you brought up too, you know, Peyton. That was killer. I mean, like, I don't know if it's just a female brain, right?
It might be.
You're constantly worried about, you know, keeping up, right? And you want to keep up with the guys and you don't want to hold them back and you want to be like, oh, I'm stuck again. And once you get that in your head, like, oh, I got stuck, I don't want to get stuck again, it makes your confidence go down.
It's shot. Your confidence is basically shot because you don't want to you're just going to sit on the trail because you're too afraid. Like, I feel like we've probably all been there.
Oh, absolutely.
And felt that way. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I still do, you know? And you get nervous, you know, before you ride. Like, I hope I ride good with these guys. Like, I don't want them to think that I'm just a girl and can't ride with them again, you know? But in the end, they don't think about that.
They
really don't, you know? And so being together with girls and being able to talk about that, you know, that you don't have to, and that you don't have to follow their line. Like, the best lines, you know, is to know where they're at, where your group's at, and pick your own line, because
you don't want to follow their trench. I don't want to follow a boost trench. No. I'm already screwed.
No. And if you can pick your own line and know where they're at, and I think that's the best part about riding with females too, is, sorry guys, but they think about it. It's 4:00 and you want to go into that fucking drainage. I guarantee you, one of these girls that's like, that's not a good idea, you know? And no, I think that's a great point, Peyton. Absolutely. And I think that's where these women's rides and clinics, Jen, perfect example, that's, you know, teaching this confidence, like, use your throttle, use the tools you have and be confident. Like, have a plan A, have a plan B, have a plan C sometimes, you know, and plan A doesn't go.
Most of the time it doesn't work out.
No.
Fitty.
And know that you can always go downhill and turn around and do it again.
Yep. Try it
again. Like, you don't have to do that line right then. If you mess up or whatever, point your sled downhill and do it
start
again.
Over.
Yep. And I think that's also another point, Peyton. I don't know about you, but I find myself riding actually slower than guys. Because I'm strategically...
We're thinking
about our lines, you know? And I do feel like, I don't know me again personally, sorry, I don't know about you, but we're thinking about those lines. We're looking at where the guys go and like, I don't want to go there. I want to do this line. I know I can get to the top by going this way. Yeah, it may take a little bit longer. Yes. And then you have this thought in your head like, oh, I don't want to be slower, so I don't want to do that. So you're kind of second guessing yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like, again, riding with other chicks, like you have that, you build up that confidence in each other, and you're literally cheerleaders for each other, right?
I see a girl like in the parking lot and I'm like, we're already friends. Yeah. I don't even know who you are, but I'm so excited to see you out there because it's like, I just know that like we could already be friends. Mm-hmm. It's just fun.
Yeah, and I know we brought up Matt Entz a handful of times.
Shout out to Matt if you're Matt watching Entz, this. We love you, Matt. And Jesse and the kids.
You are crushing, crushing the ice cream sundaes in the evening. Ooh, big
I
fan.
Love my favorite taco salad. I know Jesse knows I love those.
But I always struggled, and I know a couple of them have mentioned, like, go out with your girlfriends and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you don't need to, like, take your girlfriends on these trips, and you don't need to just have this like entourage of chicks. Like if
go by yourself
to this Madden's clinic or another clinic, like take strides on your own and be independent and get out there. Cause it is so much fun. Like I've done the Madden's clinic 2 or 3 times now, and I've met so many awesome chicks. And then I always get excuses and things from other friends and girls. I know that I always just like sing the praises of going out there and doing this. I'm like, oh, well I'm not good enough or oh, I don't know how to like trailer my sled. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. You show up, rent a sled, bring your own sled, whatever, take those strides. Like you don't need someone else to facilitate this for you. Like if you love snowmobiling and you want to get better, take those strides. It's not hard. It is so much fun. Do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you will make some really awesome strides and some really awesome relationships in an industry that is super male dominated. Mm-hmm. But then you see these other chicks out there and you're like, dang, this is sweet.
They're good. Yeah.
This is sweet.
I think that's a great point. Like we go to Matt Entz clinics, right? Like, but where it really starts is here at the base. It's like a pyramid, right? Mm-hmm. And it starts here at a women's ride with Albany Lodge, benefiting a cause, you know, bringing the girls together. Then it's working with girls like this. It's like, hey, you're ready to go to a Matt Entz clinic, you know, and this is what I learned from him that I can teach you.
Yeah,
exactly. So really what Matt is doing and Jen is doing and Chris is doing is they're creating, again, this whole way of this industry to keep growing and getting better, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it starts with this base, these base kind of rides.
Yeah. And to your point too, like, do it alone. Like my husband travels for work, so I do a lot of things alone, and it is intimidating. It's scary. And I think like for somebody that's maybe was interested in coming to Albany Lodge for this ladies ride, but they were too nervous, or maybe they're thinking next year, come alone. Like, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think we probably would all agree. We will give you a phenomenal experience. Like I don't want you to feel left out. I want you to feel like you're having a positive, fun time. Like that's the whole point of it. So don't feel nervous. And if you're coming alone, you will make so many great friends. The girls that I had last year, it was like, they all added each other on Instagram, on Facebook. Like they were like, let's hang out. You know, oh, we happen to live half an hour from each other. So don't be nervous or afraid to do it alone, because we've done it alone. We're here to support you. And we want you to come and be a part of it.
And we're all super rad.
We're pretty cool.
We're super rad. I don't know if you know this, but chick sweaters are super cool.
There's stuff that happens along the way, right? Yeah. Like your transmission in your truck goes out, or you get your stuck CVX on a road that you're not supposed to drive in the winter on the way to Albany Lodge. Don't go Fox Creek Road.
I took it.
Oh, you took it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to take it tomorrow.
But there's stuff that'll happen that like, there's people to help on the way. So like you said, to your point, is do it. Go on your own and take that, and something may happen and
you might have to rely on someone. You might have to call Tori and be like, hey, I need a tow truck. But like, you have to recognize that like it's totally fun to do things by yourself. Sometimes you have to rely on other people. That's okay. It took me a while to be okay with that. Yeah. But sometimes you have to do, and it's like, do it alone or you won't end up doing it. So we would rather have you come alone and be willing to come and ride and have fun with us instead of not coming at all. So
it's crazy even like now, right? So like we were all at that point, like beginners learning on your own. I still am so freaking nervous. Like,
steam, the butterflies, like, never go away.
They don't go away.
They never go away. And, you know, Steamboat, it was like I built up this, I know Buff Pass, like, the back of my hand. Like, I know to go up north, whatever. I know my riding buddies in Steamboat. And then we moved to Buena Vista, and it was like, I don't know anybody. I don't know this
it's
terrain.
A little scary.
And then I had to go back to step one and be like, I got to put myself out there. And all of a sudden I'm riding with 10 locals a couple weeks ago. So nervous. Like, I have to
never
keep up
away.
With them,
yeah.
You know? And it was like a restart. Like, it never ends. You do have to just keep putting yourself out there, and you're absolutely right, Peyton. Yeah.
I feel like my quote, and I, ever since I started backcountry riding, was do it afraid.
Oh,
it's I love and that. Like, I literally, I would be like looking at a climb or like a really steep downhill, and I would literally say in my helmet, like, do it afraid. Otherwise you're not going to do it at all. Like, this is your opportunity. You just, and once you've done it afraid enough times, then you're like, oh, it's actually not that bad anymore. So I think that's, yeah, that was always my motto.
Do it afraid. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Put that on a sticker.
And we'll dudes can do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's my biggest thing. I don't know who told me that. But especially like trying to learn how to like load your sled, service your sled. Like, it all sounded super daunting to do it on my own for such a long time. They're like, but like, what's hard about it? What's hard about backing a trailer that you're like, oh,
but
no, but I need a guy to
asking.
Do it. Yeah.
Like, asking. It's okay to ask. Like, I don't know how to do this, and help ask. Yeah. And I learned that again the hard way. Like, you know, super intimidated going to Chris's shop and learning about my clutch and how do I, you know, how do I do that? Yeah. And he's right there teaching you, like, it's okay to ask questions and not know,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
and I think it's important too. Like, I'm sure Chris was a really great impact on you in that, like, yeah. He was willing to help you. That might not be the case with everyone. So I always like find your people.
Yeah.
There, you will find people that are your genuine great friends, and they will always be willing to help you replace your A-arm, teach you how to put on a new bumper, like all those things. So I think it's important to like find who your people are, and they will always help you.
And not even that, I think that's a good point too. Like, there's so many dealerships everywhere, and you walk into a dealership and you're so intimidated. I don't know about you guys, but like, I get intimidated, you know, like, I should know what I'm talking about. Like,
they're judging you.
I need this. I need that, you know? But no, really, it's ask questions, and they're all there to help. And I think that that's cool, walking into dealerships and having females working in dealerships. There's so many few girls working in these dealerships that we need to find more girls to do that, to be able to, you know, teach, you know, and feel, have us feel comfortable going into them, right? Amen.
Hell yes.
Praise the Lord.
Wait, tell me your quote again.
Do it afraid.
Do it afraid.
Do it
or
afraid.
Or you're not going to do it at all.
Yeah.
Do it afraid. And I probably have said that with tears inside my goggles before. Because I'm like stressed out. This was a few seasons ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
Have we hit our time limit? Are we doing good? Can you cheer? Can you guys cheer for us? Shay has a stone face over there. Oh no.
Oh shit. I should have known this.
What is it?
You guys can ask some questions. Should we let them do it collectively?
Yeah.
No. Wait, what is it?
Okay. You just gotta ask a question to the audience of anything. We usually clip it.
You can do it around like the women riding, you know, that kind of stuff. Any questions you
like
have.
Just an open ended question?
Yeah. Just like comments on it.
What do you want
What's
to ask?
Oh, it could be anything. Okay.
Can we, like, all of us figure it out together and just do one?
Oh, my gosh.
And
can we do one? Because I'm drawing a massive blank.
You just, like, post this question, and then they respond, and, like, and they comment. So it's, like, it's a content engagement generator question.
Would you order the 858?
Sup with it, marketing consulting.
I don't know. Can we do a joint? Because
I think a joint. I like
I'm coming up blank.
Oh, I've got so many questions.
Yeah, what's your favorite muff pot meal?
If you
got
questions, just pop them out.
What's a good one?
Tell us a story of how you sharted.
This is too much shit talk.
No, there is a, and I learned this at said, I learned this at the Mad Ends clinic. There was a girl, and she lives in Buena Vista, and I told you guys about it. She has this club of people, and it's called Shart Week with a T. Shart Week. Lord help us. It's a thing.
In Buena Vista, though, not like.
And I've never been so interested in a dinner party in my life.
Yeah, Tori's not part of it.
Notice how she didn't make eye contact in that question. She was,
I don't know. I think she'd admit it. After she told that story about Togarty, I definitely think she'd admit if she was part of the shark group.
Yeah, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
When he fell in love with me is when I could shit in front of him.
Okay, it's a real man. Oh my God. Right. Yeah, cut this out. Yeah.
Sorry, Luke. I love you.
He's like, I don't love you back.
All right, question you guys have for viewers, right?
And I would say, like, I think the greatest stories I hear of, like, everyone's first time on a sled, like, the big flub up that everyone has. Like, mine was riding that Polaris Dragon ghost. Like, I was on a groom trail. Like, I was literally, like, corduroy. You talked about it. Mm. That, I don't know what I did. All I remember is me bailing off this sled.
Dark. And then I blacked out.
Sled went left. It went down a hill. It hit a tree. And I'm just like.
Help.
I have no idea. But like everyone has those stories. We all start somewhere. Hop on a sled, get out there, and then you'll be, I don't know, doing a
podcast. I ghost rode my sled into the trees once with Matt.
Yeah.
And he just like, instead of saying anything bad, he does the sigh and he's like, and it's like, it's just like, oh, I'm like, Matt, not the sigh. Be nice to me.
Good stuff.
I know.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Question, girls.
I think I kind of like yours about what's the barrier? I mean, part of me is like, I don't want to ask it because I feel like money can be a massive barrier for a lot of people, but like what's stopping you from coming to an event like this or renting your sled or going to a ladies clinic? Like what's keeping you? Is it because you don't have a trailer? I don't know. Is that like a dumb
question? No,
I don't know.
I mean, there is. Yeah.
Cause I feel like some people would be like, well, I don't have a vehicle or I can't afford it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
That's like a good question.
Do it.
Like the biggest question is like, what? Oh, shit. What? This is the hardest part.
Yeah, we're gonna be up all night now.
I mean, is like, yeah. How? Why?
Why what?
What's key?
And why are commenting, right? So like you're asking this, and then you guys are seeing. The comments that they make, so you'd be like,
"If maybe okay, we should phrase ladies, it and like if money her. Weren't like a thing."
No, I wouldn't. Oh yeah,
you think like if money weren't a thing, like what's keeping you as a female from getting into snowmobiling or even like any like motorsports, like dirt biking, anything like that? Like, what's the barrier? Is it because you have to do it alone? Is it because you don't have a friend to go with you? Like, I don't know.
I think that's a great question, Peyton.
Yeah,
is you know what's stopping you or what? I know there's so many girls out there that want to be more into motorsports, dirt biking, snowmobiling.
I feel like I talk to a lot of girls that are like, I want to do it so bad. And it's like, then why? Like, what's stopping you?
What are you afraid of?
And like, what can we do?
Yeah.
And I know it's only, you know, a handful of us girls in a big industry where there is more other females, but it's like, what can we do to help? Like, tell us, because I enjoy getting other females into ride. Like, to me, it's genuinely fun and exciting to see them succeed. So what can we do to get you to that point?
I think that's, oh man, this is a whole nother topic that I wanted to talk about, but I'm not going to because it's late, but it's like social media, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you see so many social media posts and all these, you know, photos, shots, whatever, and it's all like the badass stuff, right?
There's
I feel like that okay kind of builds the, you know, the fear.
Yes, in it. You're right.
It really does. Where you know, like everybody starts somewhere. You know, why, how
we forget often where we started.
Yes,
which is okay. But you're right. I do think. That people see all the videos of the wheelies and the re-entries and like all that cool stuff. And we're forgetting to mention, hey, I got stuck 15 times yesterday and people were upset because they pulled my ski 15 times. But like, that is a massive part of it. And so I do think, to your point, it's important to show that.
And
not even that,
like, I'm sorry, but the girls in this industry and like the posts, like with your bikini and a fucking snowmobile, like they get 20,000 likes.
Yeah.
And then you fucking send it off.
There's more to it than that.
6-foot fucking step up.
And you get 10.
And you still are at 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, where's the videos of the chicks or the dudes? Because I've seen you guys do it. Don't topless. Put on this. Grabbing a handful of brake.
Snowmobiling or do you
and hitting your pelvis on the throttle. Yeah, it's a different and thing. Whiskey throttling and who knows what. Done You've that. All done it. Done Let's it. See some content.
Yeah, we want to see your fails.
I guess the biggest question is what makes you so afraid?
What's the most intimidating thing?
What's the most intimidating thing that's stopping you
from trying?
From showing up and learning, yeah. right? Like, I think there's that barrier mm-hmm. of, hey, I want to learn this, how, you know? And I feel like there's girls out there, whoever out there, that's like, they want to learn, but there's some fear. What is that fear that's stopping you from learning how to backcountry snowmobile? Mm-hmm. What is that fear?
Or going to that clinic, or buying your first sled, or hopping behind the wheel and driving your sled by yourself to go meet up with some folks. Like, mm-hmm.
And to know that fear, I think for us, is to be like, hey, I was there. I had that fear.
We've, so we what have is that all fear been there.
That's stopping you in learning and how to backcountry like, snowmobile, right?
Yeah.
Or even jumping on a sled, even jumping on a dirt bike for the first time.
Yeah. I think that's why it took me so long to get into snowmobiling backcountry. Because it's intimidating. Like, to your point, you see these photos of these people doing these amazing things. Like, you watch Chris Brandt's videos, Caleb Kosterke. Like, you're like, oh my God, like, there's no way I could potentially ever do that. And you do have to recognize, obviously, I think a lot of people are on a different level. But I think that that intimidation was present for me. And I didn't really get into it until my mid-20s. And so that held me back. And in hindsight, I kicked myself because I'm like, oh, I wish I would have started earlier. I wish I would have done it as a teenager in high school or whatever else. So I do think that fear of being bad, being a beginner, it's like, that's intimidating. It's scary.
I still have that fear.
Yeah.
Like, I have that fear every time I go ride with a new group of people, you know, is you're not good enough, you know? And how do we get past that? Like, it's okay. You know, like you're learning every day, right? I mean,
it just shows that you want to progress, though.
Yes, it's like,
you're not happy being at the same level. So, like, it's good to have butterflies. It's good to be.
Yeah, it means you're passionate. Like, we love it. That's why we snowmobile, because we love it. So I think that's what it means. Sorry, I didn't mean to take that from you. Can delete.
I love it. Say it. Big fan.
We love snowmobiling.
We do. No, I mean, we've all kind of hit on the same thing, but. It's definitely that fear, especially when you're riding with a bunch of dudes and there's this, like, I don't know, I guess heavy weight when you're riding with guys, and then you get stuck and you are holding up the group. And then I feel like a majority of the guys, please don't do this. I'm looking at the camera. Don't do this. If she gets stuck, help her get out. Don't. Tell her, all right, hop off, and then you get on, and then you get her into a flat spot. No. Don't touch the sled. Tell her how to get out. Tell her what she did to improve or whatever. But that was my biggest thing, is like, I would get stuck and I'd be riding with dudes, and it'd be like, at a certain point after so many years of doing that, it got to the point where I was like, I would come up to an area that was super simple, but I was so afraid to get stuck, I would just hop off, mm-hmm. and the guy would ride my sled to a better area, and I'd hop back on, and then I would just follow this stupid single track. And just follow it to a meadow and just like sit in the meadow, just waiting for him to get done having fun. And then after a while, I would ride with friends and outside of like significant others. And then he'd be like, oh no, you're supposed to get stuck. Like, that's part of learning. Yeah. And that's like what happens. It's like, you're learning to snowboard. You're falling down a lot. Same thing with snowboarding. You are going to get stuck. You are going to hold the group up, but they are going to come back. You're going to get on your sled, you're going to get your sled out, and you're going to keep riding, you're going to continue to learn, you're going to ride more aggressive terrain. And having that fear of getting stuck or messing up is probably one of the biggest barriers I felt. And then once I realized that, oh, no, like, getting stuck on like a super steep terrain or even in a meadow and having someone come in to pull yourself out and getting out of that is how you learn, and that's what snowmobiling is. So don't be afraid. Get out there and mess up. Go try some crazy line and say, well, sorry, guys. Hello. I'm stuck. Like, help.
Learn. I think another big one, too, is, like, is it that fear? Like, today I heard it from one of the girls. So, well, I'm old, you know?
Or 7 months pregnant.
Well, not. I didn't call myself old.
I said but, or, not and.
Oh, and. I don't know. Is giving, you know, like, I'm too old to learn a new sport, right?
Never too old.
I mean.
I've seen women in their 60s out on snowmobiles up in Wolf Creek. Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I think there's always that fear of, you know, and that something in the back of your brain, like, I can't do something because I'm this. You know, what is that fear? Like, there shouldn't be, because anybody can do it, you know? And I think there's so many stages of snowmobiling. Like, I just learned it too. I mean, I hate to bring it back to myself, but it was like, you know, I came from a snowboard background. It was competitive snowboard background and U.S. team half pipe stuff. And then it went to coaching and teaching kids. And then it went to finding backcountry snowmobiling and wanting to be the best I could be at that. And sending it off of 150 foot jumps and, you know, doing the sickest lines to now being a mom, you know, and like, I don't have to do anything to prove myself. Mm-hmm. I do it because I love it. And I think that's the biggest, you know, takeaway, is that snowmobiling is for everyone. It's, you know, whether you're doing trail riding or off trail and riding and whatever. I mean, it's all about being in nature and, I mean, utilizing all of our, you know, public lands. Thank you. Yeah. Our access to public lands, like, and doing it with exploring on a freaking beautiful machine. Like, it's everybody. It's all inclusive. You know, what is that fear that's stopping you in an all inclusive sport to go explore our public lands?
Teddy Roosevelt will be so proud.
These national parks, we can't ride there. Yeah.
But anyway. He'd still be proud that we're enjoying the earth.
Man, that was...
Gotta pee.
I don't think we even answered your question with the question you have.
Man down.
Like, I don't even... Did we have a question? What's the question?
The question was what... Like, if money were no object, like, what is the barrier? What's stopping you from getting into snowmobiling?
What's your fear in getting into snowmobiling?
Yeah.